What is up, you sexy bastards? It is your boy, Fiji Water, a.k.a. Rabbi Can't Lose, a.k.a. Noah Kagan. Today, I'm sharing how exactly I run a $100 million a year revenue business, AppSumo.com, was able to put together a book, Million Dollar Weekend, have a pretty good YouTube channel, check it out, I think you guys know about it, and I think I'm doing a pretty swell job being a great boyfriend and a future baby daddy and being present for myself and having fun along the way. How do I do it? Not well. But in today's conversation, I'm going to share everything behind the scenes of how I get organized and how you can too, whether you're just getting started out or you're running a $100 million business or beyond. Here's three gigantic things that you're going to take away from this conversation with myself. Number one, who do you hire? And if you don't have a lot of money, how do you still do it? I'm going to teach you how to do that. Number two, my index card system. This is the cheapest way. You don't need more apps. You don't need more coaching necessarily, but you need cheap ass index cards to get things done. I'm going to share that. And number three, how do you use reviews to make each and every week better and better and better and better? You're going to enjoy those three things plus a bunch more ear nuggets along the way. I'm so excited for you to hear this episode. It went viral on Twitter, so we put it together in this podcast for you to enjoy. If you enjoy this episode and you want to hear more about how I structure my week, month, year, go back and check out an old episode called Mid-Year Review, where there's even more golden strategies about how to get the most out of your year. That's episode 104. And if you've not gotten Million Dollar Weekend, go to milliondollarweekend.com. The book is, you can't see it because this is a podcast, but that's the book. Hello, please read me. Change your life this weekend, next 48 hours. And you can join me in my free private Slack group after you leave your review. Send me the email of your review at slack@okdork.com. We have a free private Slack group to help you on your business journey. Also, special pre-show shout out to listener Johnny Taylor.
I love your approach to life and work. I've been a cowboy all my life and no one's done it like you, Noah Kagan.
Okay, I made up that last part. But then they said, if you're in business or interested in self-development, you're doing yourself a disservice by not listening. Johnny, you're the man. I hope I see you out on the range. Everyone, take 1 second right now. On Spotify or iTunes, just go leave a review. It takes 2.5 seconds. Okay, you could have just done it right there. Go leave a review. I've been checking them out. It's super cool to see when you guys leave reviews. I love it. That's literally my payment for these episodes because they're free. I check every single one of them. Go on iTunes, go on Spotify, and just leave a review. I check every single one of them, and I'll shout you out in a future episode. I'm not going to come up here and fake it and David Goggins you. I run 1 trillion miles a day. No, the long answer, it's a challenge and it's a work in process. I think that's one of the things to think about a lot is that there's never a moment of perfection. It's just a practice of improvement that you can keep getting better and better at. So here are 7 exact things that I do that will help you get more done in your life. Number one, clarify your top priority. Now, there's a difference between priority and priorities. You ever notice that? A lot of people say, yeah, I'm focused. It's like, what are you focused on? Oh, let me tell you all the things I'm focusing on. And the more that you have singular things and less things, the more likely you're going to be focused on them, the more likely you'll get them done. So right now, if I asked you, what are your top 3 things in life? How would you answer? For me, my top 3 is my relationship and my family. Number 2, AppSumo. And number 3, Million Dollar Weekend, the book, and all the content related to it. If you don't know what your priorities are, everything will seem urgent. For example, I had a painting on the ground in my house for 3 months. I saw it every single day, and I walked by, and it irritated me every single day. But it was not on my priority list, so I left it there. Now, recently, literally a week ago, I finally hired someone, and that's a priority of theirs. So in your own life, what are your top 3? And how much are you actually aligning your actions around your priorities? So I'll say it one more time. It's critical to align your behavior, the things you actually do from when you wake up to when you go to sleep, around the things that you say are important for you, aka your priorities. And if you're clear on your priorities, I do think it really helps you. Maybe your priority is, hey, I want to make $1,000 a month. Hey, maybe I want to read 100 books a year. Maybe I want to find a wife. That's a great priority. Maybe you want to find a husband. Maybe you want to find 2 of them. There's no limit in life. Don't limit yourself. Maybe you want to get a job. Doesn't matter to me. But pick some priority, 1, 2, max 3, and then think about how do I do behavior to align to the things I want to accomplish within a time period. Number 2, color code your calendar. So how do you know if your behavior is lining up to your priorities? You look at the colors, just like the rainbow. So for me, I have colors associated when I'm doing book work, when I'm doing my relationship work, and when I'm doing AppSumo work. And at the end of the week or instantly at any moment of the week, I can go right into my Google Calendar and see my colors. And I could see really quickly, wow, I'm not doing anything in my relationship. Okay, I can improve that. Wow, I did a lot this week on the book. Maybe I need a little less color on that. Whoa, maybe I'm not doing enough reps. Well, great, I can see that with an instant visualization. Visualizations are really helpful in making decisions. Now, let me give you four categories that you can use that are generic that I think will accomplish helping you understand how your calendar is looking. Blue is your work color. Purple is your personal color. Green, for vibrancy, is your health color. And yellow is your travel living color. So again, I'll say it. Blue is your work color. Green is your health color. Purple is your personal color. And yellow is your living slash travel color. And if you are ruthlessly color coding, this is the time in life where it's actually cool to color code. I promise you, you can start seeing how things are aligning up to your priorities or not very quickly. An easy hack that'll help you with your calendar is on Sunday night, open your calendar on your phone and your book on your computer and see how you feel. I do this every single week. And if you don't feel excited, awesome. Do something about it. I'm not telling you you have to go quit your job, but if you look at your week and you have a bunch of Zoom meetings, or you have a bunch of things that don't line up to the things you said were your priority, do something about it. If you look at your week and you know you hate your job, good, plant the seed. If you want to do $1 million weekend, plant the seed Wednesday morning, 8 to 9 a.m., I'm going to work on my business. Or maybe on the weekend, 2 hours, I'm going to work on my business. Plant those seeds. Make a calendar that you're looking forward to. And then you start realizing that you're more in control of your life than you realized. If you are not intentional with how you spend a time, you're going to make a lot of motion, but little progress. Here's two other key hacks that will help you improve your calendar and your time optimization more than anything. Number one, set up an SOP. So this is standard operating procedure. And people always talk about SOPs and I'm always like, what the hell do you mean? Set up an SOP, which is a standard operating procedure. And people always talk about these, but they never really share what it is. So I'm gonna share my SOP to help you get an insight of how I structure my things. For instance, before book launch of $1 million Weekend, I was literally doing interviews whenever and wherever. So I even flew for 10 hours to Nashville to see Brandon Turner. Now, post-book launch with Anna, who's the chief of staff at AppSumo, and she's phenomenal. Shout out Anna Nataria. We now have set up a very structured time of who I'll do shows with. So they have to have a certain amount of reviews and they have to have a certain amount of episodes. It's 100 of each. And when I will do these interviews, it's on Thursdays and Fridays for very specific 3-hour blocks total for the whole week. And if someone doesn't want to do those times, okay, great. I'm not going to do it. But I've realized this type of procedures that are going to be effective for me to accomplish and live the life I actually want to live. Just because I think it'll be interesting for you to see, I'm going to share a little more behind the scenes of what my calendar SOP actually is. So hours for meetings, 12 to 5 p.m. Central Time. If outside of those hours, you need to confirm with me. Time length, I need 10 to 15 minute buffer between meetings. So instead of a 60 minute meeting, I almost always do 50 minutes so I can have time to have a break. Prioritization. Prioritize important meetings and work related to my book, my family, and AppSumo on Monday or Tuesday of the week. I prefer front loading. Calendar etiquette. Reach out to confirm new time works. Usually we don't notify via GCal. Slack is best. Recurring meetings. Here's all the recurring meetings I have during the week. And then we've actually canceled some of them. Or we moved them to monthly or quarterly. Wow, this is long. When Noah's in Spain, when Noah's filming, podcast, flights. So you may not be at this level, or maybe you're beyond this level, but what's actually fascinating here is as you start thinking about how do I want to structure my time, what are my preferences, whether you're a team of one or a team of thousands, it helps you start prioritizing what's actually important for you. So start writing that down and think about if I gave this to someone else in a system, which I'll talk about later, are they able to actually execute how I want to spend my time? So start working on it for yourself. Key point number two, automatic agenda as much as possible. So my gym, my reading time, my sauna time, that's Thursday mornings at 8:30, my time with my girlfriend, try to make those blocks automatic every week. Probably if you do anything from this episode, do that and I promise you, you're gonna see insane results. So every Monday, I know I have bike riding. Every Saturday morning, there's bike riding. Every Thursday, there's sauna time. The more that that stuff becomes automatic, it's less mental load to decide, when am I gonna do the things that I really want and I know make great weeks? And how do I make sure I just always do them? Set your things up automatically. Game changer. Number three, Sunday preview, review. Work with an accountability partner. I text my accountability partner, shout out to Adam Gilbert from mybodytutor.com, every single week, and I've done it for 15 years. Now, what I'm doing each week, and you can see this picture, it's either going to be on noahkagan.com or it'll be on Twitter. You can see that I have a more extensive week than the four categories I talk about because I've evolved it over time. But I recommend people to start with the key four categories we talked about in color coding, which is work, health, personal, travel, and living. Now, when I email Adam Gilbert, I'm first off reviewing the last week's email. And I do this every single Sunday. Sometimes I'll do it Monday, but it's almost every single Sunday. Everything I said I would do, what did I do about it? To actually follow up on my own accountability. The best way you can get discipline is practicing your own discipline. As well, secondly, then I write up the next week's email. Now, this is what I'm doing when I look at my calendar, I look at my priorities for the year, which I've talked about $1 million week and how I get to that, and I'm listing out that I'm gonna do them and I include them in my calendar. I send that email to Adam and I put on BCC sunday@followup.cc so I get the email back every single Sunday. Now, almost every single week, Adam is going to comment, not criticize, on the things I'm going to do. And so Adam will say, hey, you said you'd do that. How come you didn't do it? Or a lot of times, like with a lot of the marketing for Million Dollar Weekend, he was very encouraging, like, yo, man, you are putting in the work and I'm proud of you. So a lot of times people will say, hey, I'd love an accountability partner. Great, I will help you with one. If you've bought Million Dollar Weekend and you've left a review, email me, noah@okdork.com, and we have a private Slack group for people to find accountability partners and other support in growing their businesses. There's no mastermind, there's no sales, but read the book, leave a review, send an email, noah@okdork.com, and I'll get you in that group. So Adam has just been instrumental, and it's something that when I don't do it, and there's been a few weeks over the past few decades that I haven't done it, I miss it. And I definitely feel unstructured, I feel unsettled, and it's helped me feel more confident in my calendar and excited about the things I'm gonna be doing each week. And there's a famous African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you wanna go far, go together. Some examples from a previous week of things I said I would do is with AppSumo, have a return revenue strategy and meeting. For the book, work on list of companies to bulk buy. Ask for blurbs from Gary Vee, Sarah Blakely, and Ramit. Content, I have to prep for a video, Twitter threads, and a podcast intro. Ooh, okay. What is up, y'all? Quick sponsor plug. And I am so excited about the sponsor. And y'all know I have almost zero sponsors because most of the companies that sponsor suck and I can't really endorse them fully. Today's company, I fully do. It is Gusto.com. You can check them out at gusto.com/Noah. Let them know you came from us. This is so cool that they were excited to get into your earlobes. Now, at AppSumo.com, we use, I think, Insperity or some other crappy thing. And I pray to all the Jesus, Jewish, Buddha, Muslim, all the gods that one day we can be on Gusto.com. And you can use Gusto.com/Noah. Now, for our smaller team, this is definitely something we're considering for the YouTube team. If you're a one-person or two-person team, if you have HR headaches or you haven't even thought about it, Gusto.com/Noah is probably the thing to go do today. Get it over with. And then you can actually be like, holy shit, that was awesome. Because this is such a nightmare trying to get 1099, so if you have contractors, if you get a full-time employee, and good for you, by the way, growing your own company, I'm proud of you. You've been listening to the show and taking action. Doing payroll, it's unbelievable how, it's like, dude, how does this help me grow my business? I don't want to be dealing with this. I want to be helping customers and kicking ass and drinking lattes or orange mocha frappuccinos. So by getting all this stuff set up with Gusto.com, you don't have to worry about any of that crap. It is such a headache. We literally at AppSumo have two full-time people because we're not using Gusto.com. Why the hell are we not using this shit right away? I'm gonna have to talk to the team. But if you're just getting started, you want to maybe do 401k, health insurance, a lot of other stuff. If you're hiring people internationally, it's a pain in the tuchus. Go use gusto.com/Noah. Shout out to them for hooking us up. I'm going to read these because I think this will be helpful for you. Health, 2 bike rides this week and 1 Saturday epic ride. As well in health, be mindful of my drinking this week. Relationship, go to see the Little Mermaid movie. It was horrible, by the way. I would not recommend the new one. The old one's fire. Set up an early morning paddleboard date. We didn't end up doing that. We did something different. Go to a certain restaurant, cerveceria in Barcelona, and cook dinner together. We did do that. Improving. Read the physical book, Chaos Kings. That was good. Listen to American Icon. That was great. And read the digital book, Killer of Flowers. Really, really good. That's the one that came in a movie. Watch 1 hour of chess studying. Spanish class. 2 podcasts, 2 classes. Did that. Fun personal. Go out to dinner with Federico. And I did that too. So I do that every single week and I love it. And it's a game changer. Say what you're going to do, put in your calendar and see what you did. The more that you can trust yourself, the more you're going to be accomplishing. As well, I also do a monthly review following a similar format. It's past, present, and future. And I've done this as well for decades. And it does sound like a lot of work, but honestly, it's not work to me. This is fun. And this is a way that I can actually plan what I say I'm going to do. And I can see if I want to do it or not. And then it helps me just feel organized about how my life is going. It's also fun to look back. I look on things decades ago and I'm like, what did I say I want to do? Oh, cool. Wow. I'm a lot better than I thought I was going to be. So that is how I use weekly preview review, as well as you can implement that in a monthly system. Number four, use the index card system. So every single morning, I list three most important tasks on a very expensive, just kidding, it's super cheap, 3x5 card. This is paper. This is stuff you did in elementary school. I keep this card by me all day long, and I refer back to it to stay focused throughout the day. Here's today's list. Make this podcast/email. Number one. Number two, review the script for upcoming billionaire video. And number three, align on the SOP that I talked about above for my calendar, because I was feeling drained energetically every week and it was just becoming overwhelming doing all the things I'm doing. And I can't sustain that. I think sustaining and longevity are the sexiest things in business. Like, oh, show me your longevity, baby. Oh yeah, that's hot. So again, do longevity. So aligning on that was an important thing. So instead of guessing what I should be working on, I literally can just keep coming back to the note card. And the fact of literally physically crossing something out is probably one of the most satisfying things in business. I mean, there's a lot of satisfying things, but that is definitely one of the top 10. So go and get a list, write it on paper. You don't need an app. You don't need to spend extra money. You don't need a lot of things, but you do need to think about, hey, what did I say I'm going to do this week on my Sunday preview review? And today, as I accomplished today, what are the three things that will make me feel good? And this doesn't have to be big ass things. It could be do 10 pushups. Great. But you decide the three things you want to get done today. Number five, hire CEOs for projects. So a lot of times we think of CEOs as, oh, it's this person that's all encompassing and blah, blah. Nah, what about just for the projects you're working on? So, and years ago, my friend Heaton said, real CEOs don't do work. And I was just like, what are you talking about? And it took me a decade to understand that. What it means is that a CEO is the person that finds the people and helps execute the work. And if you're just starting in your entrepreneurship journey, it'll take time for you to get there and realize that, and that's okay. But find CEOs to run the day-to-day of the priorities has been a game changer for me. And I hire CEOs for AppSumo, my YouTube channel, the book, and all the things I'm working on. So for example, AppSumo, we have Sean and Alona who run the day-to-day of the business. While I'm out doing book marketing for months, the business actually grew. It's because there's CEOs there that are taking care of it. On YouTube, we have Jeremy, who's been the CEO of the channel for the past 2 years. Shout out Jeremy Marie. On book, I hired Tal Roz. You can see him here on the book, Tal Roz, as my book CEO. He was the CEO of writing the book. He is the best at writing books in the world. He is the best at writing business books in the world. So I hired him to help me put this book together, as well as I hired a CEO of the marketing, Tommy Dixon, to help facilitate all the things book marketing. Now, this happens over time, especially if you're just starting out. You're like, no, I don't have money. I don't even have the ability to hire someone else. That's okay. It's the mindset and shift that I want you to start thinking about of, hey, how do I even hire a coach maybe to be the CEO of maybe getting better at biking or getting better at marketing or getting better at something? Hire someone to help support you in really executing the things you say you want to do. Speaking of hiring someone to help you, number six, hire an assistant. They are the cheapest money you can ever spend in your business and your life. One day, many years ago, I was at my friend Ramit Sethi's house and I told him about a book to buy. He went to Amazon, he got the link, and then he sent it to his assistant to buy it. Now I started mocking him and laughing at him. I was like, what do you mean? Literally, it's a one-click buy button, Ramit. Just hit the one click. And he said, everything I'm doing is about staying focused. And I hire assistants so I can keep doing the things that matter to me and let them deal with all the stuff that does not. It seemed like an extreme example, and I don't think he was trying to teach me something or show off necessarily, but I think he was literally saying, I'm really focused on the things I do. If I'm hanging out with you or if I'm working on my work, and my assistant or assistants are the ones that take care of all this other stuff. It was a great lesson that really impacted me to this day. That was, I think, 10 years ago. So how can you leverage your time by spending money to hire for someone else's time? And assistance, I do think it's changing as something that used to be really expensive, but now everyone has private drivers with Uber. Now everyone has private vacation houses with Airbnb. Why don't you have private assistants to help you do the things you say you want to do?
Shaggy?
Think about that. So here are some of the ways that I have assistants supporting me. There's a chief of staff at AppSumo. Now there's assistants, executive assistants, and then chief of staff. A chief of staff is really another CEO. And Anna Notario at AppSumo is just phenomenal. I also recently again hired a new executive assistant to help me with all my scheduling and personal work from Million Dollar Weekend, my own calendars, and all this different stuff that's going on at my house and my life. I also have an assistant who manages my property. I also have a cleaning lady, shout out Teresa, who comes weekly to take care of my house and my laundry and take out the garbage cans. I hate taking out garbage cans. I don't know why. I'm adverse to it. Now, if you don't have money, that's okay. You're just starting out. But literally, you can find an assistant on Fiverr.com for $5. Or my favorite place to find amazing assistants for affordable prices at HireMyMom.com. You can get people for $20 an hour. Now, I'm seeing it with my girlfriend who's never really hired assistants. She does have a cleaner, and that's an assistant. But it's an adjustment that's a practice. And there was a story recently where she, instead of using our assistant, drove to the store 30 minutes, waited at the store 30 minutes, and then came back 30 minutes. And she's like, yeah, but it's $30 to pay her. I didn't want us to spend the money on that. I said, that's okay. But, you know, how long did it take you? And did you enjoy spending that time when you could have been with me? You could have been doing work. You could have been relaxing. She's like, yeah, that's an interesting point. It's not to say that you should always pay for everything. It's good to do the work. But you can also do the things you really want to do and get more done spending your money for someone else's time. So leadership in business and in life is about delegation. And if you're new to business, this is a great way to start practicing delegation at a very small but important thing to be doing. Lastly, review your week. The best way to improve is feedback. And if you've read the AppSumo Way, which we've put out last week, is that feedback is the gift. That's one of our AppSumo values. And the best way to do feedback is see how you're doing each week on the things you said you want to do and keep recalibrating every week with feedback so you get better and better and better. So I do a 3-question survey that is a Google form. It's free, my favorite price. And I have a Slack bot that every Friday at 3 p.m. notifies me, hey, it's time to do your weekly review. Now, my 3 questions I ask myself is, number one, how was your week, 1 through 5? And why was your week this way? So every week I submit that answer. And last week on Friday, I literally started, I think the day at 8 a.m. and I finished nonstop at 7 p.m. And there's just no way I can do that for the next years of my life. It's just not sustainable. And so the week didn't suck, but that was definitely taxing. That week was a 4. And that's a story that I'll write and explain in there. This form also goes to Anna, who's our chief of staff, and the EA, who's my assistant with scheduling. And now we can say, hey, we've got to start fixing these things, which we started doing this week. The next question I ask is, were you consistent 1 through 5? And this is a personal thing for me where a lot of times I'm getting triggered. Everyone gets triggered. And I want to show up more consistently when I'm emotionally triggered. So even though I do get triggered or bothered about something, how am I responding to it versus reacting? And knowing I have this question on my form makes me mindful of that every single week. Last week, I was frustrated at something. I don't even recall what, but I remember getting a little extra emotional instead of kind of pausing about it. And then I wrote a 4 and I described that in there. And one, it just helps me every week get better and better and better. It's a practice. It's not a perfection. And lastly, what are the top 3 things you want to focus on next week? And this is a really good placeholder for me to be intentional about what I actually want to accomplish in the upcoming week. As you guys are hearing me talk about how I'm organizing a book, almost $100 million a year business, a family, social media, YouTube, and a lot of different things, it's not to brag or show off or any of this stuff, but it is a lot of things that are going on in my life and I enjoy them. But you're probably wondering and thinking, God, that's a lot. Like you spend probably more time organizing than actually doing. I think that's probably one of the subtle clues that I'm giving off is that the amount of time I'm reviewing, the amount of time I'm meeting about my schedule, the amount of time I'm thinking about my schedule, the amount of time I'm planning my priorities, it's actually higher almost than just doing the things themselves. So when I do these things, it's a very focused, intense effort of getting the things done. So I can do all this stuff and still have energy left of the day, ideally for myself and for my family. I encourage you guys to try thinking about, you know, number one, clarify your priorities. Number two, color code your calendar. Number three, do your Sunday preview review. Number four, use the index card system. Number five, hire CEOs for your projects. Number six, hire an assistant. And number seven, review your week. And I look forward to seeing how much more you guys and girls are accomplishing each and every week. That is a wrap. I hope you loved the episode as much as we did in making it for you. Check out the book, milliondollarweekend.com. Change your life in 48 hours. See how far you can go and see who you can actually become. I promise you, you're a lot closer than you think. Next, text a friend you love him. Yo, dog, let's go reverse osmosis some water together. And before you go, tweet, DM at me, at Noah Kagan. Finally, a couple shout-outs to the amazing team who make this happen. Jason at podcasttech.com, Jeremy, Cam, Sylvie, Jay, Memo from the Dork Team for all the magic y'all do.
Have a tremendous day, my child.
What's your favorite vegetable?